Are we going to know everything about UFOs? Just when you think things cannot get any crazier, you hear something which is so stupid that you have to laugh. I heard a person saying the other day the reason we don't have complete UFO disclosure is Donald Trump's fault, and as soon as he's no longer president we will get it. Never mind the fact we have never had it through all the Democratic and Republican presidencies. Let's get back to something more logical. For some reason, some are saying we will have complete disclosure in 2020. I'd like to know what this is based on. It is true we had a little disclosure from the Navy in 2019, but if you look at it logically, it was just one release, and I think many of us realize there could be thousands of incidents which have taken place with the military. Why haven't some more been released in 2019? I realize many of us are extremely anxious to know what the government knows about UFOs. I have been looking into these things my whole life, and I have been around for quite a while. I would like nothing more than to really know what is happening, but the best I can do is piece together little bits of information. Even these bits of information are no guarantee I am getting the entire picture or everything I get is 100% truthful. We have to remember there is a lot of this information out there. It does seem very strange the US Navy decided to release information. It makes me wonder why this specific event, with the carrier Nimitz, was released while everything else was held back. It seems there is some sort of an agenda we may not know about. Could it be tied into the fact we might have discovered evidence of alien life on other planets? If we pay attention to some of the deathbed confessions by people who should have known what they were talking about, it seems we may have already been to distant planets and met with extraterrestrials and did this using technology which we have been hiding. I think some of us believe we will eventually get most of the picture, but it is going to be dragged out in such a manner as to take as much time as the powers that be can get away with. I have often said the citizens are the last ones to know anything. They come after foreign countries knowing what we are doing. Many times, when secrets are released, it is only because foreign governments already know what is going on in certain programs in this country. I also believe that some of the crazier things which have been said about UFOs and extraterrestrials, which have been made fun of for years, could turn out to be true. We see some of these things in foreign newspapers and even supermarket tabloids. Could there be some truth in this reporting? Could it be an outrageous story is allowed to be published because it looks stupid and the government knows most people would never believe it for two reasons, the first being, as I said, it looks stupid, and the second being it is printed in a newspaper which has the reputation of being a tabloid. I've always thought that if you investigated 100 of these types of stories you might come up with a couple that have a grain of truth to them, and who knows, there could even be more. Let me give you an example of what I am talking about. One story which was printed in a Mexican newspaper talked about farmers who found a strange creature in one of their rat traps. It was short, had two legs and two arms with hands, but looked a little lizard-like. When they went to remove it from the rat trap, it started to run away and the farmers killed it. There was more to this story, however. It turned out a famous Mexican newscaster named Jaime Maussan was very interested in UFOs and aliens and had been reporting on them for many years. He went to see the creature and was so amazed, he purchased it, because he never saw anything like it. Immediately stories came out which said the creature was a hoax, but was it really, or were these stories disinformation? This is one of the problems we have. It is so easy to discredit anything in the computer age by just using social media to do it. Unfortunately for us, one can believe almost nothing they read about on the internet and hardly anything they read about or hear about in the news media. Years ago, when UFOs were discussed, such as the UFO flap, where UFOs appeared over the White House for several days, we actually got reporting on the topic, and after that it was as if all UFO reporting was snuffed out in the main news media. This is why it was such a shock when the Nimitz incident actually made it to the news media and there was no pushback on it. This meant the government actually wanted us to believe that story. The problem is we don't know why, but we do know a couple of pilots and sailors on the ship verify the fact there was something in the air being chased by our planes which had maneuvering capabilities and speed we don't have, or maybe we just don't know about. I would have thought if they were going to release this type of sighting, you would have released a few others. Even if it was only discussed in terms of aircraft carriers seeing UFOs, there could have been more stories like this, since other presidents are said to have seen UFOs while they were on Navy ships. The old Soviet Navy and now the Russian Navy has reported seeing UFOs many times. When UFOs are under the water, they are called USOs, which stands for underwater submerged objects, but they seem to just be UFOs diving into the drink. Many times, the submerged objects have been seen by people on ships. There are those who believe we are going to learn everything about UFOs and aliens and it is about to happen, but I can't help but feel even if they are correct and I am wrong, what we learn will only be what they want us to know. I can't help but feel a lot of information will be held back from us. I am using history as my guide,